When it comes to plastic surgery, you want to go to only the best. And Dr. Christine Blaine is one of the best New York City plastic surgeons you're going to find. And you can find her in three offices, one in Huntington, one in Staten Island, the other right in the city on Fifth Avenue. Dr. Blaine, I feel like this is the season where everybody wants to look their best. Lots of holiday parties coming up, the corporate parties. And there's a big question about this new AI. So there's this app called Lenza, and there's a lot of apps like this that it takes you, and it's basically like photoshopping you to make you look your quote unquote best, but it's really altering your appearance to make you look like you don't look like.
I think these apps do give unrealistic expectations. They can be utilized in an appropriate way to help understand what a patient is looking for and say, okay, that's something that we can achieve, or this is something that really isn't going to happen with this. People have to understand God gives you a body and a plastic surgeon can modify it up to a point.
It's funny you say that, because sometimes like you look at people and you're like, oh my gosh, like why can't I look like that? No matter how many crunches I do, no matter how many carbs I avoid, like I'm never going to have that like that stomach. You
I
know?
Just don't have Angelina Jolie's bone structure.
All right. It's true.
And I don't have her lips. I wish I did.
Dr. Blaine, I mean, I think that this time of the year, too, something that really happens is right after we get through these family parties, even if we're not, you know, doing something beforehand, I feel like a lot of people are on break, right? And vacation is the time where a lot of people, they want to have some sort of procedure, because the whole goal is let me come back and people will see that I look great, but they won't know that I did anything, right?
Yes. One of the busiest times for me as a surgeon is the week between Christmas and New Year's. For one, teachers, they don't have to take time off from school. And also, like you said, most people have that break. So we're very busy the last 2 weeks of the year.
If you were thinking about having, just asking for a friend, some sort of hair procedure, what is the recovery time on that?
Well, with NeoGraft, there is some downtime with scabbing, and then the hairs that do get placed do fall out and then come back as little fine hair. So there is some recovery. It's not like an overnight thing, but it's not a very difficult recovery asking for a friend.
Good. Thank
you. Answering for a friend.
Yeah, well, I'll let a friend know.
Yeah. So, procedures like what I call lunchtime lipo. Liposuction is a great procedure to do. Also, you're sore and you might be bruised, but again, it's quick recovery also.
Wait, hold on. Lunchtime lipo. So you could go and have it done quickly and then you're good to go. So if somebody wanted to have liposuction, right, because I think that this is a major thing, especially for moms, like you've got that I call it the tire. It's like it just once you have the kids, you just have that like extra fat around your stomach. You could actually get it done in a day and then be okay like the following day. How does that work?
Yeah, so you come in, you know, obviously we plan ahead to make sure that you're a candidate for just liposuction. Some people have too much loose skin too, but with the liposuction, we usually give somebody a little Valium, a little pain medication, but nothing so major that they can't drive themselves home after the procedure. We make sure that they're okay, or even if somebody drives them. But the one day is the recovery when you might have some fluid drainage from what we put in to numb you. And afterwards, again, it's bruising, but you can go back to work the next day. If, you know, some people can, some people can't.
Dr. Christine Blaine, you can find her online at blaineplasticsurgery.com, locations in Huntington, Staten Island, and New York City.
Thank you. Everybody have happy holidays.